Phoneboy Speaks, episode 205, Managing Risk. In information security and many other disciplines, we talk about managing risk. And it's not eliminating risk, or you know, whether the risk is of somebody, you know, somebody breaking into a system or whatever, or that, you know, something bad might happen, like you know, product recall or something. They look at the situation is, okay, how much does it cost to fix that, whatever it is, versus what happens if it does happen, right? So, you know, how much do we reduce the risk by doing this? Therefore, is it cost effective to do that versus just letting it, you know, just leaving it open? And you know, a lot of companies, if you look at what they do and you look and say, well, why did the Ford Pinto put their gas tank in the back? Well, they didn't quite, you know, at the time they didn't quite understand like that would be a risk. And when they figured it out, they said, well, you can either do one of two things. You can either redesign the car or take the risk that it happens to somebody and pay out the lawsuit or whatever. And so, yeah, companies make those decisions all the time. And you take airplanes as another example, right? That the cost of a failure of an airplane is astronomically high, right? I mean, you've got, you know, a couple hundred people on those things usually. The property damage that can be caused when it crashes, the cost of the airplane, right? The cost of the airplane is huge. And so companies make these decisions and they say, okay, well, that's why one of the reasons airplanes are so expensive is because a failure is going to cost, you know, just ridiculous amounts of money. So we want these systems not to fail. And so that's one of the reasons airplanes are so expensive, is because they design redundant systems, because the cost of a failure is really, really high. And the airliners don't want to incur this cost, and that's one of the reasons they pay as much as they do for airplanes, and that's one of the reasons that airfares cost as much as they do. And again, the same thing applies with your information, right? The cost of securing something, the cost of making particular data secure, and again, it's going to depend on the situation, right? To do it the right way, there's going to be some cost to do that, right? Sometimes it's implementing the right policy, but sometimes there's other businesses, and by making this change, you're affecting other things, and so, you know, as a result of a lot of these smaller decisions, right, companies end up in, you know, they end up in these situations that are just kind of challenging, right? That the cost of actually protecting something, it becomes very, very high, because the cost of, you know, the act of fixing it might break something else, which causes a failure that was going to cost them more than the thing that they're actually trying to protect. So again, companies, you know, again, they look at what they, you know, a lot of companies just look at what it's going to cost to fix something versus the cost of a failure. And you actually get taught this in CISSP training. It's a basic thing. You have to look at what something costs versus, you know, what is the cost of a failure versus what it costs to fix it, and, you know, what's the probability that it's going to happen. And there's actually a formula for it. I've forgotten what it is, but basically you can figure out what a cost effective control is, and you don't want to spend more than the cost of the loss. So that's why, you know, if you're trying to protect a certain amount of cash, right, if you spend more on the lock than you spend on the cash, then you're not really spending your money effectively. So you just have to look at the bigger picture and understand that, yes, a decision that looks kind of silly, right, but they've done the calculation and said, well, yeah, we don't think, you know, we think the probability of something bad happening is low, and so we're willing to take the risk. Even credit card companies do this, right? I mean, credit cards could be way more secure if the credit card industry wanted to really fix the problem, but they look at the cost of fixing it versus the cost of the losses, i.e. all the fraud that they, you know, the chargebacks and all the other stuff that they have to do, and they accept the risk, or the risk is at a manageable level that they then they'll pay out the fraudulent charges to the cardholders, because the cost of actually fixing it is apparently far greater, and there's going to be way more cost to it. And so that's again, the reason why things are the way they are with some seemingly insecure industries is because they've done this calculation and went, well, it's cheaper to pay out the losses than to actually fix the problem.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.